The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm fine, but clearly I got in on the wrong end of this conversation if we're talking about hair and hair envy.
Just stay my buddy today. Don't go there. Let's move right along. And, you're living in a country that I don't know. Has it got a government? Doesn't have a government? What's happening to Netanyahu? Change, Brock. You tell me.
Well, it does look like we're inching closer to getting a government. You know, it reminds me of, that episode of Oprah's like, you get a car. You get a car. Well, it's that kind of scenario. You get a government, but hopefully. So at the moment, where we stand is a lot of last minute negotiations and selling of the horses or horse trading and all kinds of bargains being struck. But we have heard from various parties saying that, you know, this is a difficult coalition to kind of put together, but it is a doable scenario. We really want to avoid that situation of having to go to a fifth set of elections and break this horrendous cycle that we have endured for the last 2 years. And it is expected that we may hear an announcement by Lapid later today that Israel has a coalition that has been formed. What he will do is he will notify the president, that's Ruvi Rivlin, and tomorrow is the day where Herzog and Peretz go head to head, so to speak, in the Knesset to see who will be our new president. So, you know, all things being equal, or if you've studied economics or law, ceteris paribus, we should have new government in place hopefully soon.
It is indeed the weirdest and wackiest coalition of all time. The fact that you could potentially have Ram sitting with Bennett and Shaked truly messes with my head.
Well, you know what? This is an Israeli government, so maybe the wackiest solution will be the one that works.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, let's break it down, because I know that there are some people who are absolutely hysterical, you know, squawking, we're going to have a left-wing government, and some people squawking, we're going to have a right-wing prime minister, because the situation as it currently stands is that if this coalition goes through, we will have a rotational premiership with Naftali Bennett going first, followed then by Yair Lapid. So we have Naftali Bennett, who is known to be of the more right-leaning, and then a possible Yair Lapid, who is very much centrist. But sitting firmly smack in the coalition, we have Ra'am, which is the Islamist party, and we have Meretz and Labour, which are seen as more left-leaning parties. But before everybody, you know, panics, we also have to look at the maneuverings from Prime Minister Netanyahu, who was also prepared to sit with Ra'am and do a deal, and where the key portfolios are going. You know, security, the Ministry of Security or Defense will still sit with Benny Gantz, which I think is a solution everybody wants. You know, we might have a situation where Lieberman gets the treasury, a lot of conjecture about that. Will we see Ayelet Shaked get the Ministry of Interior and Sa'ar get the Ministry of Justice? What we do know is it's likely that Lapid will be the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and we are certainly very, very sad to see the end of Gabi Ashkenazi, who has served extremely well as our Minister of Foreign Affairs, but he will be stepping back from politics. So a lot of discussion. Not very happy to hear that that there have been threats made to the various party members. We have had threats being made to various party members, and security has had to be stepped up. And not very happy to report that Likudniks have threatened Yamina Chair Naftali Bennett and his deputy Ayelet Shaked. But this is the situation that we're in. We have the Likud saying that they will go into the coalition. They will step down quietly and calmly. Netanyahu will head the coalition.
Ro, is it not a major issue that there is not one single religious party in the mix? Surely a party like Shas, who has aligned with the center before, would have considered joining such a coalition?
Well, it is likely that they will still come in because, you know, their major concern is the budget and where money is allocated, and will it be allocated to key issues for the ultra religious, which is education and housing. They're going to want to see where money goes. I think they're very, very reluctant at the moment to upset the apple cart too much.
Ro, just a personal thought. If this coalition gets off the ground, I don't see it lasting too long. I do see the Likud having a chance to topple Netanyahu because they'd have reason to do so. And then I see room for the biggest centrist coalition in Israel's history. Do you think I am way off the mark?
Well, it's certainly going to be challenging for whoever the coalition head is, or whoever the Knesset committee head is, to make sure that this coalition goes as smooth as possible. And as we all know, we have a rather robust democracy here in Israel, where people certainly are scared to voice an opinion or an objection. We did have a situation yesterday where Likud tried to push the president and say that Naftali Bennett is not legally eligible to be prime minister.
Why
and the Rivlin said, no, that's not how it works. You know, it's last minute politicking. And also announced today that Yuli Edelstein, who has served as our Speaker of Knesset and most recently our Minister of Health, is likely to challenge Bibi Netanyahu for the position of Chair of the Likud.
Okay, and he doesn't have too much time to put the coalition together, does he? His mandate runs out when? Tomorrow?
Yes, it runs out very, very soon. It's a matter of hours, but I think it will be absolutely unforgivable if something happens and we have a situation where we have to go to a fifth set of elections.
Yeah, absolutely understood. Let's talk about Egyptian shuttle diplomacy. Apparently they've really come to the fore, the Egyptians. Will they be talking a prisoner swap with Hamas on behalf of Israel?
Well, rumor has it they have been. You know, there's been a whole lot of shuttle diplomacy taking place the last couple of days. We had Gabi Ashkenazi, our foreign minister, being the first minister in 13 years to fly to Egypt the other day to talk ceasefire and bilateral relations. I think we would love a scenario with Egypt like we have with the UAE, where we have more and more memorandums of understanding and cooperation just increasing every single day. And also Ashkenazi stating emphatically that any kind of reconstruction in Gaza has to be tied to the releasing of our two citizens that are being held there and the remains of two fallen soldiers. Also, coupled with this, we had the head of Egyptian intelligence visiting Israel, meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who also reiterated that any deal has to involve the returning of our civilians, Hisham al-Sayed and Avira Mengistu, as well as the remains of fallen soldiers, Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul. And we've also had the indication that in some kind of Egyptian brokered mega deal, Sinwar and Haniyeh, who are the heads of Hamas, have indicated that they're prepared to start immediate negotiations for the release. And we don't know too many details, but we did hear from Sinwar, who said, keep the number 1111 in mind. So, you know, are they putting together a list of people they want to see released from jails here? We don't know yet. It's all conjecture at this point. But I don't think they mean 1111, the angel number, as many people who study like spirituality would say.
And then it's remarkable that we're actually going to talk about the next issue, which is, has Israel officially said yalla bye to COVID? I mean, that is remarkable, isn't it, Rolene?
It is remarkable. And yes, we have said yalla bye to COVID. We still have a few restrictions in place. Anybody entering the country who's not vaccinated will still have to quarantine. And we still have the indoor mask mandate in place for the time being. But the rest of the restrictions have been lifted. There are no more restrictions on the amount of people who can congregate at a venue. The green and purple passports, certainly within Israel, have been done away with. And if you want to enter a restaurant or somewhere, you are free to do that. So it does look like Israel is saying yalla bye. And Ichilov Hospital earlier today, in order to say yalla bye and, of course, sing and dance, because that's what we do best here in Israel, next to eating, they hosted a concert inside the hospital as a thank you to the staff, to everybody who has done what they've needed to do, and to celebrate how successful our vaccination rollout has been.
What a wonderful place to leave it on such a positive note. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. And, yeah, we'll chat again tomorrow. We hopefully you'll have a government.
Absolutely will. We absolutely will.